Let's go to the news lines this morning, and joining us, Congressman Scott Tipton. Good morning, Congressman.
Renee, good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And, you know, we have a lot to cover this morning, so let's just jump right in. Obviously, let's start with immigration. The second round, basically, the second bill on immigration went down yesterday in the House, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, something that we do have to be able to deal with. I think it's important that we deal with the Dreamer end of it. It's important also that we make sure that we do secure our borders. We've got threats from MS-13, the drug cartels, and terrorism coming into our country. And that's something that we, in my mind, certainly ought to be able to come together on, but there always seems to be some sticking points that inhibit the ability to be able to get either inclusion of necessary elements or votes to concede to those points to be able to secure our borders and to be able to deal with issues we have in country.
And so what happens next with this? Are they going to try and tweak that bill and try again?
You know, I think when we looked at H.R. 4760, received 193 votes, more than the compromise bill yesterday, that might be a bill that would be worthy of consideration to pick back up, make a few tweaks to be able to see if we can get that across the finish line and over to the Senate. I suspect that we will see some legislation in regards to the children down on the border being separated from the parents, people that come in asking for asylum, to make sure that they're going to be reunited as quickly as possible with their families, and that isn't replicated will probably be on the floor in the near future.
All right, Congressman, we wanted to turn to something that's going on in the southern part of our state, and it's in your district, the spring fire, it's being called. It is burning in Castilla County. I'm sure you're staying in touch with emergency responders. What are you hearing as far as what's going on the ground?
You know, we've got the threat of wildfire throughout the 3rd District. Fire in Castilla is the newest to break out. They do have evacuations that are going on near Forbes Park. We're hoping that the Forest Service and all of the emergency response people have everything that they need to be able to get in and address this quickly. Went with the governor and Senator Gardner and Senator Bennett down to tour the 416 fire outside of Durango. And we're seeing some great efforts that are being made there. The communities are still open for business, but obviously it speaks to the need to be able to have forest health. And I think the importance of the bill, I've co-sponsored and included one of my bills, the Resilient Forest Act, to be able to get in and clean up the dead timber and the overgrowth that we've had in the forest to be able to protect our communities, our critical infrastructure around our waterways, and to be able to limit as best we can something that's not uncommon to our state or the West, and that is the ongoing threat of wildfire.
Yeah, and of course, with the heat wave we're experiencing right now, it's critical, so very important. And Congressman, I know we're hopping some topics, but we have a lot to cover with you this morning. Let's talk about your Education and Energy Act. It cleared the Natural Resources Committee.
We're very excited about this. It's an opportunity through the Education and Energy Act to be able to get money back to our state, back to our impacted communities, with no strings attached for the federal government for education. We determine we need to raise wages for teachers or to buy new computers or to be able to fix a hole in a roof of a facility to be able to provide those opportunities. We got it through the committee yesterday with bipartisan support. What it is based off of is on new energy production, increased energy production being responsibly developed. We're going to take 50% of the royalties, returning 33% of those back to the impacted communities. The other 17% will be divided up amongst the 50 states, no matter where in the West or off public lands development, those dollars are raised. So good opportunity to be able to fund education without a tax increase, responsibly develop energy resources, create American jobs, create the potential as well with LNG for exports as well.
Okay. And really quick, Congressman, before we have to let you go, it was an interesting story we had a couple of weeks ago. Of course, everything that has been happening with North Korea, one of the efforts now that, you know, President Trump met with North Korean officials is an effort to try and get the USS Pueblo back, which has been in North Korea custody since when? I mean, how long now?
Well, goes back to 1968 when it was peacefully sailing in international waters was taken over by the North Koreans. We lost a U.S. sailor. The other sailors were held in captivity. They still hold our ship. It's the only flagged American ship which is held by a hostile regime. So we're hopeful with the ongoing negotiations for the denuclearization of the peninsula that this can be a sign of good faith by the North Koreans to be able to return our ship back to our country, to be able to bring closure. It is named after a community in our district, Pueblo, Colorado, which is very proud of that designation. That name could not be assigned to another ship until we get this returned. And so we have introduced a resolution into the House for the return. I've written to the president. We have received a response to that from the administration that it's certainly on their radar and something that will be talked about as negotiations continue.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate the update, and we'll stay in touch with you and get you back on soon. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, Renee, thanks. Good to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
7:43, traffic and weather and sports directly ahead.